Thanks, sir. I appreciate that. And troops, like always, I appreciate you showing up for muster. And I hope all is cool and copacetic on your end. Today is Good Friday. To learn a little bit more about that, what that can mean to you and me, and what this Easter weekend means, we're honored to be joined by the pastor at Holy Cross and our Mother of Sorrows, Father William Coffus. Sir, good morning and welcome to the broadcast.
Morning, Bob.
I appreciate your time. This is a silly question to start off. What's the appropriate, I don't know if greeting or salutation is the right way to say it, on Good Friday? You don't say Happy Good Friday, do you?
I guess the best way to put it would be a blessed or a peaceful Good Friday.
Yeah.
I've been wishing people a blessed Holy Week. And for folks that I won't see until after Easter, I'll say, I hope you have a blessed and joyful Easter.
This may be a simplistic question. I apologize for that. But what is Good Friday, and why does it matter to us, please, sir?
No, Bob, I appreciate that question. And it's a good question for us to consider. It commemorates the day in which our Lord Jesus Christ suffered on the cross for all of humanity, that the sins of the world were so great that he gave his blood, his very life, and handed over the gift of himself to the Father on the altar of the cross. And in doing so, gave the entire world the ultimate sign of love, which is a surrender to self and fulfilling the will of the Father. And obviously that was a dark day, and it was a day in which we thought sin would prevail, darkness would prevail, the forces of evil would have the final say. But we know that on that following Sunday, he rose from the grave. He was victorious over sin and death. And it is because of Easter Sunday, the day of resurrection, that we look back at that Friday, that darkest day, and call it good, because it is good in that God rose from the dead and showed us the ultimate sign of love.
It's Father William Coffus. You made reference to overcoming sin and death. Tell us about death first. What does that mean for us, please, sir?
Well, death is obviously the physical passing of one's body, the loss of life as we know it. But sin is also connected with death. You see, our first parents in the garden, when they did not follow the guidelines, the instruction that they had received from the Lord God, and acted in a selfish way, not following the command of God, they ultimately gave in to that sin of self-pleasure and not following the will that God had set for them. And so in the suffering death of Christ, he has shown us a way of to be obedient to the will of God in our lives.
We're speaking to Father William Coffus. Yeah. What does the death and resurrection of Jesus mean to me in regard to my death, please, sir?
For us as Christians, the death of Christ is extremely important, and it means that when we are suffering, either in some small way, I'm having trouble getting on to a radio show, for example, or even more catastrophic loss, dealing with the loss of a loved one, dealing with times of uncertainty, the loss of a job, God forbid the loss of a child, dealing with an addiction. In the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we as Christians find the ultimate source of hope and consolation, that we are able to unite our sufferings to that of Christ. And in these three solemn days, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and then Easter Sunday, the day of resurrection, we remember and commemorate what the Lord did for us in his agony on the cross, in his body resting in the tomb, and in his resurrection on the day of of new life, Easter Sunday. And we are able to, whenever we go through times of suffering, great or small, we are called to think about what the Lord did for us in his passion, in his death, in his resurrection, and called to, if you will, connect our experience to that which he set out for us. It was a pattern that we as Christians believe added the most amount of meaning and significance to our lives here, and also gives us an experience of life for all eternity with him in heaven at the eternal feast.
Father William Kaufus is at Holy Cross and our Mother of Sorrows. On the sin and death thing, because Jesus was resurrected, does that mean that we all will be resurrected?
Provided that we unite ourselves to him, provided that we undergo a baptism, which is why baptism is so important, whether the baptism of infants, children, or adults, now is the time for us to respond to the invitation that Christ gives all of his followers, come and follow me. And when we embrace that life of grace, which begins with faith and baptism, we follow the Lord. And not always knowing where we're going to go, not always knowing where it's going to lead us, but we know the who. We may not know the what, but we know the who. And the who is always Christ, who is with us in these times that certainly we need his consolation and his guidance.
Is Father William Kaufus of Holy Cross and our Mother of Sorrows, the sin aspect of it, because of Christ's sacrifice, his death and resurrection, the atonement, we may be washed clean of our sin. We can be purified so we can return to God.
That is true. That is absolutely true. If we repent from our sin and make the conscious decision to no longer return to sin and live a life of grace, relying on our faith in him, in the Lord Jesus, we believe as Christians, as Roman Catholics, that we will be closer to the Lord in this life and, God willing, with him in the eternal life of heaven.
Father William Kaufus, some people might say, I've fallen too far. I have done too much evil. I'm not redeemable. God doesn't care about me. I've turned my back and kicked at him far too much. I have backslid and fallen off too many times. What about that person?
It makes me think of one of the last things that our Lord did from the cross before he handed over his spirit. He reconciled the good thief, who was a thief nonetheless, and he said, this day, you will be with me in paradise. And so in doing that, it provided the ultimate source of consolation and mercy to that particular man in that moment. But it serves as a reminder to all of us that none of us are ever too far gone that we cannot embrace the mercy of Christ. And that is exactly certainly what we celebrate in the Sacrament of Reconciliation for us who are Roman Catholics, confession. Just this past couple weeks ago, we had our Day of Mercy and Penance, where just at my parishes of Holy Cross and Mother of Sorrows, we had roughly about 130 people approach that sacrament, asking for God's mercy and receiving God's mercy. It's the other reason, I've been thinking about this, that it's a little-known custom within the Roman Catholic tradition that if you pass a Catholic church on Good Friday, not always, but some churches do this, they prop open the door on Good Friday. And that serves as a reminder that maybe somebody like you described, Bob, is driving by the church on a Good Friday, knowing that it's Good Friday, haven't gone to church in a very long time, maybe have committed grievous sins, very serious offenses in the sight of God. They see that open door propped open, and they think, that's the sign. That's the sign that I need to go into church. And so I've done that, not every Good Friday, but I have done it throughout the years of my priesthood, propped open the doors of the church in hopes that we will welcome that person who feels there's no redemption, God doesn't love them. They focus more on the grievous of their sin as opposed to the generosity and the immense love that God has for them.
100%. This is Father William Kaufus, Holy Cross and Our Mother of Sorrows. Good Friday and tomorrow and then Easter, church attendance. What do people typically do?
Well, last night we had the Mass of the Lord's Supper here at Our Mother of Sorrows, and both of my parishes attended. We had about 300 people attend that one Mass. This afternoon we are commemorating the Lord's Passion with the proclamation of the Lord's Passion according to John. We read John's Gospel because John the Apostle
was there.
He was there at the foot of the cross with Our Mother of Sorrows. And so we read, proclaim John's Gospel every Good Friday. It is a brief homily, and then we have intercessions for our community, our church, our world, which certainly is in need of healing and peace for an end to war and to bring about a lasting peace, especially in the Middle East. And then we have a very important collection for the Holy Land shrines that our Holy Father asks us to take up. And we have a very simple communion service. It's not a mass where we have the formal prayers of changing bread into the body of Christ. That was done last night. And then we distribute Holy Communion. We also have the veneration of the cross where people come up and kiss or touch or bow in front of a beautiful crucifix. And we depart in silence after receiving communion and just a very simple blessing. And then tomorrow morning, the church is quiet as if just as an empty or as a tomb, as a tomb that is just resting. And then tomorrow evening, we have the great Easter Vigil, the resurrection of Christ. And we have the Paschal fire that's blessed. We have our Easter candle, which symbolizes the resurrection of Christ and the light of Christ. And then we have a series of readings from the Old and New Testament. And then the gospel, we have baptisms, professions of faith, and then the celebration of the Eucharist. On Sunday, Easter Sunday, we have the Sunday morning masses, and people come to Mass, and usually in their finest. It's a Mass that's very child and family-friendly, and so it's a beautiful celebration that we're very much looking forward to.
Father William Kaufus, real quick, the addresses of where these services will be, sir?
Yeah, sure. So let's see here. I've got to look that up here. So that would be at Our Mother of Sorrows, and that's 5000 Mount Reed Boulevard in Greece. And then in Charlotte, we're at 4492 Lake Avenue.
Outstanding.
And our website is moshc.org.
moshc.org?
Yep, as in Mother of Sorrows, Holy Cross.org.
Outstanding. Father William Kaufus, sir, as always, thank you so much. We appreciate your faith, your insight, the service you give your parishioners and us today. Thank you.
Blessed Holy Week. Thank you so much. Happy Easter, Bob.
Thank you, sir. You as well, my friend.